And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 953rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Porter Wagoner.
Tomorrow be payday,
payday.
Tomorrow be payday,
payday.
Gonna be payday in the long day. Gonna take my money to town. I work like a donkey, like a monkey. Tomorrow be payday in the long day. Gonna chase all the women around. Eat black-eyed peas and fried banana. Smoke big cigar from Havana. I'll be king of Louisiana.
Son of a gun.
I'll find me a cute little honey. We'll make love till it ain't funny. Have big time till all of my money's gone. Tomorrow be payday,
payday.
Tomorrow be payday,
payday.
Gonna be payday in the log camp. Gonna take my money to town. Gonna chase all the women around. Fried banana, smoke big cigar from Havana. I'll be king of Louisiana,
son of a gun.
I'll find me a cute little honey. We'll make love till it ain't funny. Have big time till all of my money's gone. Tomorrow we payday,
payday.
Tomorrow we payday,
payday.
Gonna be payday in the log camp. Gonna take my money to town. Gonna chase all the women around. Gonna take my money to town.
Well, thank you, folks, and it's always a big pleasure to welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry.
With tonight's stars, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Opry dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And tonight's special guest star, a fellow that I know you all know and like real well, Hank Locklin. Right now, what do you say we kind of roll out the red carpet for Hornwall's number one citizen and tall tale teller, Rod Brasfield?
Thank you, man. Thank you. Good to see you. Howdy there, Porter.
Hello, Rodney.
How you getting along?
Fine.
Boy, you ought to have been in Hornwall with me this past week if we didn't have a ton.
Is that right?
Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sapp, they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
Their gold... The what?
Golden anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 50 years they've been married.
50 years.
Yeah, and they still holding hands.
Is that right?
Yeah, if they ever turn loose, they'll kill each other. We had kind of a sort of a family reunion there, Porter. Yeah, all the kin folks come, you know. And Uncle Sipe, he had a big punch bowl full of punch, huh?
Yeah.
And he spiked it with some of his corn squeezes. He calls it nip and tuck corn.
Nip and tuck.
One nip and then they tuck you away somewhere. You know what I caught that old booger doing?
What
he was he was putting some starch in that there punch bowl.
Putting starch in it?
Yeah, said he liked a good stiff drink. You know, the highlight of the party, the old Porter, was when we all sat down to eat.
Yeah?
All the kin folks was there, and everybody brung something to eat, you know. Oh, we had victuals and grub. Boy, it was just too wet to plow. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, lots of.
Now, you take Aunt Lucy. She brung her chocolate cake. That's her specialty.
Yeah.
And Aunt Sarah, she brung fried chicken. That's her specialty.
Yeah.
And Aunt Eliza, she brung her 14 kids.
Oh, Rodney. Hey, by the way, was Susie with you over
at
the party?
Yeah, Susie was our porter, but Susie is not very good and well nowadays. She's been sick, down with illness.
Been sick?
Yeah. She got sick last week and asked me to go to the doctor and get her some medicine.
Yeah?
Well, I had to go to the doctor anyhow on account of my old horse got sick, and I had to go get some medicine for the horse.
Yeah.
So I went and got her medicine and the horse's medicine, but I got them mixed up and give Susie a dose of the horse's medicine. And you know all that food does is is drag a plow around the house all day, just whinnying, you know. And that old horse, all it wants to do is sit on my lap.
Rodney, why you say let's don't talk about Susie no more?
All right, we won't talk about Susie no more. What are we going to talk about?
You know, old Luther Heatroll was telling me that you was quite an expert on old antiques. Is that right?
Old antiques?
Old antiques,
Me and Luther got a antique shop. Yeah.
Do you know any real old authentic antiques?
Yeah, my gal Susie.
No, Rodney, I mean something real old, you know, some old broken-down thing with drawers, you know.
I thought you didn't want to talk about Susie no more. Jimmy, you know that Porter Wagner talks just like a dirt dauber. Hey, Porter, I've got to go now. I've got to go now, but before I go, could I leave a little thought with you and all the good people here and all the good people listening in?
You sure can, Rod.
It goes something like this. Every time you pass a church, drop in for a little visit. So when you're finally carried in, the Lord won't say, "Who is it?" Good night.
Well, thank you, Rod. Now, how about a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for our guest star, Hank Locklin. That's it. Hank, it's been a long time between visits, boy. What have you been doing lately?
Well, you know, I just bought me a ranch over in McClellan, Florida, there in Santa Rosa County.
And down in the Sunshine State.
Oh, you tell me, boy. And between that and making a few records, I have an album be out about the first of the month or right after.
By the way, I hear that you just came back from a very successful tour up through Canadian states.
Yes, sir. I was up in good old Canada up there, and they was asking about you, and I told them yes. He's still as tall and ugly as ever.
Hank, thank you. How about one of your fine songs? Here's one that we've heard an awful lot during the past year. How about Geisha Girl?
Right.
Have you ever heard a love song that you didn't understand? Where you met her in a tea house on the island of Japan? And have you ever traveled over many thousand miles to see a pretty geisha girl dressed in Oriental style? They read it in the tea leaves, and it's written in the sand. I found love by the heartful in a foreign distant land. Tell the home folks that I'm happy with someone that's true, I know. I love a pretty geisha girl where the ocean breezes blow. And wondered how much beauty in this whole world can there be. My dreams are all worth dreaming, and it makes my life worthwhile to see my pretty geisha girl dressed in Oriental style. They read it in the tea leaves, and it's written in the sand. I found love by the heartful in a foreign distant land. Tell the home folks that I'm happy with someone that's true, I know. I love a pretty geisha girl where the ocean breezes blow.
Mr. Porter, excuse me, I have just been elected president of the Otter Watchers.
The Otter Watchers? How do you watch otters?
With an otter spotter. That's the truth. Nothing like being out in the woods with an otter spotter and some other otter watchers. puffing along on a pipe full of fine-tasting Prince Albert.
Now, the pipe filled with Prince Albert smoking tobacco is the most sensible thing you've said so far.
Tasty, ain't he?
Rod, whether you're an otter watcher or not, nothing beats the real comfort and real taste of Prince Albert in your pipe. See, Crimp Cut PA packs firm and even, lets you smoke long and a cool and kind of lazy smoke. It's always fresh, always cool smoking, and always that unbeatable Prince Albert flavor. Natural tobacco taste, rich and fine.
Yeah, and you making men. Prince Albert's Crimp Cut lets you roll a good making cigarette. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around, and buddy, that taste.
Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and deep down smoking comfort you get only with Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Here's Tommy Jackson leading off the Grand Ole Opry Square dancing with an old time fiddle and Gray Eagle.
Hey, back, ladies and gentlemen, kids. Let's get it for a halfway, don't you know? Now, swing that rock, or take your time with a swing old grandpa by the right, three by the left. Back, swing that gal and she loves that. Hey, couple off the right with that bird in the cage. Bird out and throw in. Throw out and couple up again. Oh, baby, walk. Little big thing like it. Take mine and I'll take yours.
Our song of faith tonight is one that's a real special favorite of ours. And one that we hope you'll all enjoy a lot, too. Here it is. What would you do?
What would you do? What would you do? If Jesus came to spend some time with you.
If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But what about your family conversation? Would it keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Could you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on? Or sigh with great relief when finally he is gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with?
Thank you very much. Well, I see and hear that my good buddy Chet Atkins is warming up and ready to pick us a fine one, so let's greet Chet and his guitar version of Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie
Mighty, mighty, mighty fine, Chet. Thank you. You know, every Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry comes a special time and a special friend. I'm talking about our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, these here tall fellers, they make this here microscope so tall, I can't hardly reach it with straining. You know, I don't need this microphone anyway. I've been calling hogs since I was 6 years old. I had to quit, though, because it got so the hogs didn't believe me neither. Well, sir, though, it's been a real nice week this week. I know y'all think I brag about my brother all the time, but he is so smart. I'll declare that runs in our family. Well, it does. Like buck teeth. Every one of us can bite a pumpkin through a railing fence. Well, sir, Clipper Nelson. Now, Clipper, he is a town barber there at Grinder Switch. And Clipper got sick this past week and didn't have nobody to take his place down at the barber shop. And they come and got Brother to take his place. Brother really likes to take Clipper Nelson's place down at the barber shop because he says it gives him a chance to scrape up old acquaintances. Well, sir, Herman Hoskett was the first customer that Brother had, and after Brother had finished with Herman, well, Brother says to Herman after he finished shaving him, he says, "Why, Herman, what? I didn't know you had dimples on either side of your cheeks." Herman said, "Why, I ain't never had no dimples in all my life." Brother says, "Well, you've got them now." But I tell you, I was feeling a little excited tonight because when I started in out here to come into the show tonight, there was a perfectly strange feller says to me, he said, "You have got a magnetic electric personality." Wasn't that nice? Magnetic electric personality. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, "When a guy whistles at you and you turn around, he really gets a shock." Well, sir, though, when they passed around looks, I thought they said books, and I said, "Give me a funny one." But I was talking to Uncle Nabob about my feller Hezzy. He says, you know, we was always talking, we'll be talking back and forth about whether Hezzy's going to ever marry me or not. Uncle Nabob says the secret of a happy marriage is for folks to like to do things together. He was talking about Steve Jones. He says, now, they've had an awful happy marriage. For instance, she goes out and plows up the field with him, and he comes home and mops up the floor with her. Well, but anyway, we've had some real awful examples of married life there in Grinder Switch. It kind of got me shied away from it, actually. Except Lem Tuckett. Now, he takes his wife with him everywhere he goes. I said to him the other day, I said, "Lem, you're so thoughty, you just take your wife with you everywhere you go." He said, "Yeah, she's so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to kiss her goodbye." They ain't like Steve Jones. By the way, I forgot to tell you all this. The first thing I meant to tell you, Steve Jones's house, you know, he got his wife a newfangled oil stove for Christmas, and that thing blowed up this week. Oh. Yes, sir. Blowed Steve and his old lady clean out the top of the roof. First time they've been out together since they got married. Bye now. See you next week.
Say, Minnie, did I see you knitting before you came out here?
Well, I got the idea from a little old lady back home. She's done nothing but knit for 5 years. Just knit, 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 knit. I'm knitting Hezzy a muffler for this cold weather. Hezzy says the muffler will keep him warm on the outside, and his pipe with Prince Albert smoking tobacco will keep him warm and comfortable on the inside.
Well, Minnie, a lazy smoking pipe full of Prince Albert sure does it. Gives a fella real smoking comfort and gives him rich, natural, tasty flavor with every puff. Pipe smokers know that Prince Albert smoking tobacco is always fresh, always cool smoking, always crimp cut to burn long and even.
Hezzy says making men like P.A. too.
They sure do. They know Prince Albert rolls up neat and easy, smokes real smooth. Being crimp cut, it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, let's have another visit right now from our wonderful guest star for tonight, Hank Lachlan. Hank, come out here, boy. Hank. Mike, you have a song that you're going to do next that's been a favorite of mine for a long, long time. And I believe it came from the pen of Hank Locklin, didn't it? Tell us a little about it.
Yes, it did, Porter. This is my very latest release on RCA. And I'd like to say that I hope it's as big as I hope it'll be.
Hank, I hope it is, too. And with a beautiful song like this, I don't see how it can miss. Well, lots of good luck with it.
Send me the pillow you dream on.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on. Once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too.
I've waited so long for you to write me, but just a memory's all that's left of you.
Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too.
Thank you, Hank, and we certainly enjoyed it a lot, and I know everybody else did. Now you stay real close, because here comes somebody that I know that all of you folks are going to enjoy. Let's welcome the Kentucky Wonder, Frank Bean.
But I ain't got no money, got no place to stay, got no place to lay my head chicken for today. Well, farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away today. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I won't go down to old Joe Clark and tell the reason why I can't get through the garden spot to turn down his ride. Well, farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away to stay.
All right. Here's a brand new song we'd like to do for you folks tonight. This is our latest record that we have out on the RCA Victor label, and I hope that you folks might take a liking to it. One called Turn It Over in Your Mind.
I'm not leaving though you ask me forever such a long, long time. You may feel differently tomorrow. Turn it over in your mind, in your haste. Don't waste our future.
happiness is hard to find.
Go home and sleep, then give your answer. Turn it over in your mind. The things you say should really hurt me. Your words were meant to be unkind. I can't believe you really meant it. Turn it over in your mind. The things you say should really hurt me. Your words were meant to be unkind. I can't believe you really mean it. Turn it over in your mind.
Well, this is Porter Wagner saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
And why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort. More flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild. They lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and it's brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.